In his recent story for Crane's Detroit Business, reporter Chad Livengood notes, in Michigan's last 10 midterm elections, so we're going back to 1978, voter turnout has topped 50% only once. And that was 2006, when Jennifer Granholm and Dick DeVos were vying to become governor. One way to boost voter participation? Time off from work, paid time off. The Commonwealth Heritage Group, Inc. is going all in on helping employees vote today. Everybody gets the day off. Andy Weir is president of the Commonwealth Heritage Group, headquartered in Dexter with a regional office in Traverse City. Andy, tell us a bit about your company.
Well, we do archaeological and historical services, which basically means that anything that has any federal or state permitting or funding has to make sure they're not disturbing anything archaeologically or historically significant.
So how many employees, how many offices, and how many states?
We have 11 offices in 9 states. We're mainly centered in the upper Midwest, but we have a bunch of offices on the East Coast and one in Utah. We have about 60 full-time employees. Our payroll in the summer months and right now is about 110 because we're field work based. So we have a lot of seasonal employees.
So we would consider you a small business?
Yeah, absolutely. We're a 100% small business.
And everyone is off today?
Everyone is off today unless there's a client deadline that couldn't be negotiated or moved.
And this is paid time off to go vote?
Yep, absolutely. It's time off that they can use today. They can't bank it. Everything's been suspended. If they can do it and still meet their client deadlines, they can have the whole day off.
So, Andy, this is costing money. Most work is not happening today. Why do this?
Well, we are a company of highly educated people, and I know my employees are very political active. But I don't have a whole lot of say in the larger political arena, but I have this little bit of power to send this message out how important it is to vote. So I know my employees will most likely be voting, but if they can send the message to their friends, to their relatives, that's so important to vote, that's why I wanted to do it. I wanted just to reinforce how important it is for everybody to vote.
Why this election, Andy?
It's just the country is so polarized right now that I think that we just need to make sure everybody knows what's at stake and how important their voice is. So, and the only way that the majority of us normal people can exercise their voice is through voting.
Now, how had you handled voting day in previous years?
We have a flex time system where people can come in late, work late. Take a longer lunch and make up the time. That's traditionally how we handle election days.
But this was the year to say everybody gets to vote today and you get the day off.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm hoping to do it from here on out. I would love to see it be a national holiday where everybody gets it off. But I'm hoping not just because I think this is a really important midterm election. I'm hoping to always give my employees the day off on election day, presidential or midterms.
Chad Livengood's piece for Crane's notes that company-wide holidays on election day are less common outside of government or companies that have big unionized workforces. What is your message to other company owners, companies like yours?
My message would be that you have to really seize the opportunities that you have. And if you have the opportunity to spread the message of how important it is to vote, do it. Give your employees the time off. Give them the ability to make the time to go vote. It's just going to empower your employees, empower the people to really make their voices heard.
Andy Weir is president of Commonwealth Heritage Group, where all employees have the day off to vote. Andy, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.